Welcome to the Scott Shepper Podcast. I am a man on a mission to create an army of independent writers, creators, and thinkers who make a hell of a living doing what they love. And it all starts with one thing, and that is doing things the old way, the hard way, the deliberate way, the anti-net way. Listen in as I share thoughts and rants of what goes on behind the scenes as I create an independent knowledge empire, where I get to spend my days doing what I love, reading, writing, and thinking while making a hell of a living and helping my people do the same. Hey, what's up, friend? Welcome back to another episode of The Daily Scott Shepper, coming to you. Well, it started as a Sunday evening. My marketing protege and I, and by marketing protege, he's standing right behind me. He's a goddamn good-looking freaking model-looking kid. I forget, how old are you, Iman? 22 years freaking old, and he's already learned how to do a lot of marketing stuff that I wish I had even known that I was, well, inadequate at his age. And we've been grinding on a Sunday evening after, of course, look, we didn't like work all day. We work in a different way. We work in a world domination way. We don't have to be in an office to freaking work, okay? Freaking A. But it started as a Sunday evening when we were grinding and working at the office here in downtown San Diego, California. And it is now a 12:26 a.m. on a Monday morning, technically. But who are we kidding? It's our Sunday, so the world can continue on going according to its own schedule that it essentially has been dictated to them by everyone else. But Iman and I, we are on our own schedule. And on this meandering prologue to an absolute meandering intro, whatever thing that I'm in the midst of, I would like to announce that today's episode is number 236. And yesterday, what we covered and talked about was essentially how the human memory works and how it is not just an interface between you and the content and the thing that you are learning, but also three other factors. And those three other factors and components are outlined yesterday in yesterday's episode. And today I'm going to dive into one of those components. And what we're going to be talking about, Iman's dicking around in the back, distracting me. So since I'm not at home with Fiona and Brodus to, I don't know, cause ruckus, well, Iman is nicely filling their spots. Young Thug just started coming on. I think it was Young Thug, but a second ago. But anyway, back to business. Okay, ladies and gentlemen. So what we're going to talk about today is something that takes place in the mind and in your memory, in your brain, when you are reading a book. Okay. And a lot of people think that reading a book is just reading a book, but no, there's multiple conversations happening at different levels. One is at the external level, like your external environment that you are in while you are reading a book. So for instance, if you've ever brought a book on a vacation, you may, whenever you encounter that book, it may take you back and remind you of that one vacation that you took it on, right? That's the external context essentially colliding with your learning process and your reading process. Now, there's another aspect and a component of memory and your brain, and it is called internal context. And internal context refers to your internal monologue and internal thoughts experienced when you are reading a text or learning something. Now, I don't know if you've ever heard the term internal monologue, but it refers to, and I'm not sure if you guys have had this or you have had this at all, but the concept of like an inner voice and an inner thought. I don't know if you've ever heard that voice in your head. Well, if you have, then you should really go to the doctor and get checked out because you have something wrong with you. No one in the world experiences that or has that except for you on this planet. So something, you're probably a schizophrenic. No, I'm just kidding. But seriously, no, I'm just kidding. Every single person has it. It's called the internal monologue. Okay, that's going on in your head. It's your thoughts. It's your thinking. It's your internal self, right? Well, whenever you approach a book or read a book, you also approach it with a different internal context, right? And it is, the book is impacted by whether or not certain thoughts are consciously accessible at the time. So you may read a book that really you weren't prepared to read until later in your life because you can't really relate it to anything. You can't associate it with anything, right? And this is not just my opinion or something that I'm devising and making up. This is from the latest psychology, neuroscience research in the field of memory. So this is not just some theory pulled out of Scott's ass, unfortunately. I mean, I wouldn't tell you. I don't tell you about all the other theories that I do pull out of my ass because, well, quite frankly, I just want you to believe them blindly. Just kidding. This one comes from a leading scholar and researcher, and he essentially surfaced this concept and theorized it, and they've been testing it and researching it. So the internal context and this concept that I've just taught you, essentially it can be exemplified from experiences also when you have a completely different opinion on a book you've read 10 years ago compared to the opinion you may have after reading it today in the present time. And it also can explain why, like, even if you brought that book that you read 10 years ago to that certain vacation spot and you reread the same exact book in the same exact external context, meaning same exact vacation spot, well, the same book renders a completely different experience. Why? It's because your internal context has changed since then. The thoughts that you are carrying around with you, your beliefs and your recent readings and experiences are carried with you and stamped in time. And whatever you read and essentially are, I don't know, exposing yourself to in terms of your attention span, that changes over time. So that is called internal context. So I think that's a good amount to cover today. Now you know about internal context and you know how it relates to the human brain and memory, and now you know how your mind works. And so I'm going to leave you off today with that. But tomorrow, what we are going to dive into is something even more interesting, where I'm going to share with you a practical, huge implication of internal context on impacting and affecting, well, perhaps even threatening Google's ad business, which is exactly what happened in 2010. Tomorrow, you will learn how and why this occurred, and you will also learn how and why you should even care about such things. But the reason I'm talking about human memory and the reason that I'm sharing it with you is because it's an important thing to even understand. And when creating the Antinet, which is essentially your own thinking analog offline brain, you're going to start to learn and listen to, when you listen to me and listen to what I talk about, I'm going to be talking about actually how the human memory works, and you're going to realize that the way in which it works, the human memory works, is, Well, quite analogous and corresponds very, very closely with how Nicholas Luhmann structured his Zettelkasten antinet. And if you've listened this far and you're one of the crypto moon boys that comes from the world of XYO, you probably have no idea what the hell I've just said, but that's fine. Just continue on refreshing your crypto profile and hoping to get rich. This podcast is for the people that like to do one thing, and that is think. So without further ado, I would like to advise you to always remember to stay crispy, my friend. And Scott Shepper, signing off at 12:35 p.m. or a.m., whatever it is. Peace and love. See you tomorrow.
Wheezy out of here.
Hey, real quick. This podcast was made possible by my sponsor, which is me. Yes, frickin' me, Sir Scott of Shepper. You see, I am committed to never shilling some dildo freaking hipster crappy product like all the other podcasters do. All right? So my only ask is that you spend 10 seconds right now, pull to the side of the road, even if you're on the frickin' freeway, and rate and review this podcast. Then share it with a friend. That's my only ask. You see, this will help spread my movement. I want to create an army of 1,000 independent writers, creators, and thinkers who get to spend their days doing what they love, writing, creating, thinking, and taking notes using analog tools, while also making multiple six figures if they even choose to. And more importantly, I want to help my people build a tribe of people that they were meant to serve. And so by rating and reviewing this podcast right now, you will directly help me and many others in achieving this mission. Peace.